This is August 2015. Welcome to Glowcast. There's been a bit of a podcasting revival going on. Lots of sites across the web comment on that fact. The Serial podcast in autumn 2014 broke through to mainstream media big time. For a while, you could hardly open a newspaper without reading something about it. The other day, I read a piece in the New York Magazine that pointed to some reasons for the increased popularity. The first is that today's podcasts are simply better. Most podcasts used to be pretty amateurish. Two people talking about sports for an hour, say, or a business ad-libbing MBA lessons. And some still are. But today's top podcasts are full-scale productions with real staff, budget and industry expertise behind them. Producing an average podcast costs far less than producing a TV show or a radio show. All you really need is a microphone or two, a copy of Audacity or some other editing software, and a cheap hosting service for the audio files themselves. Advertising, which this new breed of podcast is attracting, and people being equipped to listen on the move are also factors that the New York Magazine pointed to. Personally, I'm still firmly in the amateur camp when podcasting, but I believe I'm in good company. Dave Weiner, the inventor of the podcasting model, who added enclosures to RSS, making the whole thing work, agrees. Here he is from a recent podcast talking about podcasting.
I want to keep podcasting an informal medium, something that's easy for everybody and that doesn't require a lot of forethought. Right now, I think people are having a lot of fun with the totally commercial, money-making, business venture-style podcast, but I'm a big believer in the, you know, it's like blogging and it's just casual and I just talk into my voice memo thing and whatever comes out, that's what you hear. You know, no editing, nothing. If I want to play some music, I play some music.
10 years ago, when I started podcasting with my class, I found it a wonderful experience. I still kind of struggle to understand why it's not a more popular activity for learning across Scotland or anywhere else. Podcasting can fulfill many sort of literacy experience and outcomes, can fit in with any curricular area, and it provides just wonderful opportunities for collaboration and creativity. You could podcast about any curricular area you like. In the beginning, there was quite a few technical barriers to podcasting, but now they're pretty much overcome. There are even podcasting studios that run on a mobile phone. All you need to create a podcast is a way of recording audio files and a blog to upload them to. If you use Glow Blogs, that's a great podcasting platform. And with the new Glow Blog system, we'd be really delighted to see a growth in podcasting, and I'd be more than happy to provide any help and advice if I could. So if you're a teacher out there thinking about podcasting, I can't recommend it enough as a great activity to use with your class. And if you think I could help, you can get in touch. GW09 Johnson, Johnston, John, John 4 at glowmail.org.uk. Cheers.